Welcome back to our Shabba Soul.
It's me, Jen. And this is Jen. And we are here to listen to Key's
album
called Gasoline.
Yes.
And we just watched his music video.
We did. And it was awesome. So we're going to listen to his songs. How many more songs he has on that list? Is there five? More that we need to listen to?
No, there's more than that.
Ooh, the bigger album. Okay. Oh, that's right. This is a full album, isn't it?
There's one.
Want to be
two,
authentic.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine other songs we have
so
to listen
we
to.
So we have eight songs we need to listen to.
No, nine. I took the songs out of the ones that we were not listening to.
Oh, so we're not listening. What do you mean you took them out that we were not? Okay.
We're not listening to Gasoline.
Because we just watched it.
And we're not listening to Another Life because we've already heard it.
Oh.
And watched the video. Because we saw it at the concert.
Yes.
And I watched the video after that too, so.
Oh, yes.
Which is the same. It's the same thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
So those two songs we will not be doing because we cannot react to those songs.
Right.
We already know these songs.
We saw that in his concert. We were like, when are they going to release Another Life? Because we loved the VCR.
Right.
And it was an excellent VCR. So we're glad to see it got released mm-hmm. as a video and as a song. So yes. Yay. Thank you, Key. Master Key.
So we're going to be doing the same thing we always do when we react to albums. We're not going to play the music on here. We want you guys to go and listen to the album. So we're going to watch a lyric video, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to discuss the song.
We will tell you which one we're going to listen to, and we will tell you we're going to pause. That gives you a chance to listen to it as well and follow along with us if you care to do so. So the first song up is...
Bound.
Bound? Ooh, is he bound for something or is he bound?
I don't know. He's
Ooh.
Probably bound.
Knowing him, he's kinky. He's probably
bound. Probably.
Oh, I wonder what he's bound with.
Guess we'll find out.
I guess so. So,
okay. So,
we're gonna
go listen and then we'll come back.
Yep. The way he sings this song...
The lower register.
The lower register, yes.
So different from
very him. Chest voice. Very smooth though. Transition from his normal. Cause he is in a normal range in here
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
But the normal to the chest is beautiful. The person that did this, the picture they chose for him. It looks like he got the crap beat out of him. I would like to know who did that.
And I like that they picked the mad scientist picture because it gives that creepy kind
yeah.
of, like you said, Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, Frankenstein was bound with skin and parts.
There's also a line in there that says, I'm born again.
Yeah.
So it kind of
so,
is like that, too.
You know, with other people's parts and stuff from people
mm-hmm.
who've passed. But even the vibe of this song
yeah.
is not a typical, as I would think, typical Key poppy,
right,
dance.
Right, very different.
This, I love it.
It's creepy, but yet sensual at the same time.
Yes. It's weird.
It's weird.
But I'm a wacko and a weirdo, so
it's like
I,
you're turned on by a serial killer or something.
But this is, I mean, overall, though, this is, you know, like, wake up, run,
mm-hmm.
you know, that, you know, he's bound. It's, you know, it has me, like, that flight or fight feeling,
mm-hmm.
but the voice singing
yeah.
makes you want to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got a lot of different elements to
yes, it
does. Which is really nice.
Yes. And yes, it started to rain, so I'm sorry if
yes,
you hear the rain.
If
it'll
you
be kind of soothing, you
it'll
know,
be
in the
a
background.
Little soothing, yes. But it's torrential
yeah,
downpour. It's a downpour right now.
And you can really hear it because, you know, my window has that little bay thing that
yeah,
sticks out.
Yeah, and we're on the second floor,
yeah,
so.
Alrighty, moving on to the next song.
Yes.
The next song is a duet.
A duet.
With Jeno from NCT.
Oh, nice.
And it's called Villain.
Villain. Oh, okay. I did see little clips of these. And I was also like, okay, who's this for? NCT or Key? I ain't watching. So, okay, let's cue this up.
Alrighty.
We'll be back.
We'll be back. Okay.
That was kind of interesting.
It was. I liked the chorus a lot. The chorus was kind of like funky, kind of.
Yeah.
It was and creepy.
It creepy and funky, but it had that bass line. Yeah. What do you expect? We happen to be, you know, music majors ourselves, so.
We're continuing the story of Frankenstein.
Yes. It is sense because.
Well, yeah, Frankenstein is the doctor.
Well,
Frankenstein's monster.
Monster. Yes, okay.
He was the one that was supposedly the villain, but in reality it was Frankenstein, the doctor.
The
yeah.
doctor. So, yeah. But I digged the rap tones that Jeno put in. But the way Key said villain in a couple of times.
Yeah.
It was kind of cheeky.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, maybe I'm the villain. At the end he goes... And I am the villain. And I'm like, okay. What are you trying to say? What'd you do now, Key? So, very interesting lyrics. I'm having a hard time placing this in our genre.
I mean, right now, we're just following, we're keeping the creepiness.
It is definitely creepy, but, yeah, I don't, but it's got a funk
yeah.
to it as well as,
but yeah, I don't know,
it's still everything about Key's stuff that I saw in the little clips that we did before you went on the trip gave me Married to the Music vibe.
Yeah, but you know? This is totally not
no,
that.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
But it gave me, like, it's, like... A play on horror.
Mm-hmm. And it's not... I mean, it's definitely creepy.
We've
got that going on.
And it could be the time of season that he's doing this for.
Yeah, maybe.
He may like Halloween. He does like to dress up for Halloween.
Yeah, he does like Halloween.
So, which, you know...
I think The Nightmare Before Christmas is one of his favorite movies.
Oh, and I like that one, too. But Hocus Pocus is mine. But, it's... You know, but this song is... Now, it's my least favorite.
Out of everything we've listened to.
Out of everything so far. But it is good. Mm-hmm. Because I'm still, like I said, I'm trying to figure out what genre this would go in. Because it does have that bass line. Does have that bass tone. It has the rap part in it is really different than a traditional rap.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear Key's normal vocal ranges in this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not singing lower range. But it is, it's definitely interesting.
I just feel like we're starting the Halloween season already.
I guess we'll have to see if it continues or if we're going to change here. But the next song is Burn.
Burn? Burn, baby, burn. Disco Inferno. Oh, never mind.
Alrighty, here we go.
Okay.
Okay. Well, this is a traditional Key song where he sings about something sad and it's upbeat sounding music.
Yep. Burn. We both end up burnt. This is a love song that tragically went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It is sad. But again, you gotta keep moving forward, hence the dance music, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's not much to say.
Saying I'm done, that's like... It's... It's almost like he's saying he's done on love.
Yeah, I got the same kind of feeling, too.
That he doesn't care if he ever finds that one, because he's done. He's spent. He doesn't. Yeah. He can't do it no more.
He's burnt out.
Yes. And makes me sad, but I get it. I do. More ways than one. It is a good song. It's a very sad song with a nice upbeat to it. It keeps you dancing, but the lyrics speak to you. The mm-hmm. melody speaks to you. The voice speaks to you in a sense. It's how he sings this song that catches your attention. And things that it brought to my mind, which I will not pass on in this, brought tears to my eyes, so.
Mm-hmm. The music in the background, the bass and the flow of the music reminded me of Pinocchio by Taemin.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same kind of beat and flow to the song. Specifically the chorus part.
Right. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is a song that I could listen to help me move on with certain things.
You know? To set something on fire. Or,
yeah.
To set someone on fire. No, I'm
just.
You know, this song reminds me of, you know, all those, the Zodiac, you know, the fire signs out there.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's for you guys.
It's for you guys. So go ahead and burn. And the one that burns the most to me is Aries.
You'll like the next song.
Oh, really?
Well, at least the title.
And the title?
Yeah.
Yeah? What is it?
Well, you'll like it just for the name, but also someone else has a song that's titled this, too.
Oh, Taemin.
Guilty no. Pleasure.
Guilty Pleasure? No way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not Taemin.
No, I know it's not.
Yeah, he has a song called Guilty Pleasure, and that is the next song.
Uh-huh. I know who has Guilty Pleasure.
Okay, well...
This is an interesting song.
This song, I think, is pretty self-explanatory. I don't think there's much to say. I mean, it's Guilty Pleasure. I mean, it's a sexy song. It's about wanting to...
have...
You have some attraction there. You want someone to ruin you.
I don't care if you ruin me. So, just, yeah. I don't care.
There's almost a kind of like a secret kind of thing about it, too.
Yes.
Like, it's hidden.
Like, it is hidden. And he does mention hidden in it.
Yeah.
So... It is a guilty pleasure. It is something. It's to me, it's a love song.
It's a lust song.
It's a lust song. Yes, it's because you're my guilty pleasure, and I don't want to give it up type song. You know, I want more. I want to go on and 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 ruin me and on and on and on.
And I like how it like. It'll go, and then it stops, and then it goes, like, pleasure, or whatever.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, like, Rocky Horror Picture Show, where he's like, anticipation.
Or when Farley, on Saturday Night Live here in America, and him and What's-His-Face would do that dancing, and he would,
yeah.
You just, yeah. There's that moment of je ne sais quoi. You don't know it's coming, but it's...
Yeah.
But it's like a tease.
It is.
It's like a
pull
to lure you in.
You know it's there. You know it's going to come.
You
know, but
you just, you're
waiting
wait
for it with bated breath.
Yeah, and his breath explodes. It's like,
Okay, moving on to the next song.
I'm sorry, but that's what it feels like. I mean, you know,
oh,
that's what
my
it makes
God.
Me. Sorry, Key, you do this shit to me. You just make... No, leave it alone. We're just running amok here. That's all.
Well, I was going to the next song.
Oh, what's this?
The next song is Goat.
Goat?
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. G-O-A-T? Goat?
Yep, Goat. And it stands for Greatest of All Time.
Goat.
Well, I don't. To me, it's very funny that Key would have a song called Goat.
Goat.
Because he loves clothes so much. Uh-huh. And goats eat clothes.
Yes, they do. They eat everything. Tin cans, grass, cats, if you don't pay attention. I mean, yes. Goat. Okay.
Alrighty.
Follow along. Wow.
So good.
Definitely a Key song. Da 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 da.
And that's that beginning part is the music that they used in the teaser.
Mm-hmm.
With the Frankenstein dude.
Mm-hmm.
But this song to me is almost like he's talking to himself.
Yes.
Because he's scared of the future, but he's also scared of the present.
Growing up and, you know,
it's almost like he feels like he hasn't really accomplished all the things that he wanted to accomplish. And he's afraid that he won't ever accomplish them.
Oh, he will. I have faith, though. It's got a nice beat. It's typical voice lyrics, the way he sings. Da-da-da, greatest. Mm-hmm. You know, it's
meant to be a comforting song. Right. It's almost like he's trying to cheer himself up. Yeah, you know, like, everything's going to be okay, yeah, even though you're scared.
Yeah, you know, and we're all scared, you know. Hell, you know. It makes no difference how old you are. We all have our fears and frustrations and worries. But I think he's come a long way. And I just think the older he gets, or more mature he gets, he just embodies and embraces his talents for music and for style.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And what's interesting about the song, too, is he makes a lot of mentions of things that have nothing to do with music.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
normal life.
Right. Things that, you know, people wonder, like, is it okay to be this way? Or am I ever going to be in love? Or, you know, like, he didn't mention this, but it's like, you know, should I have kids? Should I not have kids?
Right.
When's the right time?
Right.
To do this or that? Right. You know, the things that, like, you know, in your life, you know, there's milestones and things that that are acceptable, like everybody thinks is supposed to happen. And not everybody, you know, hits those milestones or them later in life, you know,
right.
And it, these are things that you think about, you
Not
know?
Everyone blooms at the same time, you know, we all bloom when we're mm-hmm. ready to bloom.
Right.
And if you want to have kids and you're 30 years old and you don't think it's the right time to have kids and you want to have your kids at 38 years of age, then that's when you do it. If you want to design a whole clothing line and you wanted it done by the time you're 32, but you're now 31 and you don't think you're going to get it done. Well, you know what? You will get it done. You may not get it done at 32, but if you want to do it bad enough, you will do it and you will succeed at it. Because if you want something bad enough, never stop dreaming. Never stop chasing your dreams. You have to keep chasing your dreams. You have to keep putting the work into it. If you don't put your mind into it and you don't put your work into it, you're not going to get it. But if you can still talk about it, write music about it, dream about it, think about it, it's meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting up and going and putting yourself through it. It takes hard work. It doesn't happen overnight, but it takes hard work, and you just got to keep pressing forward.
Mm-hmm.
So
and that's what the song, I think, is like he's saying that he wants somebody to say that it's like okay, right? Like he's the greatest of all time, regardless of whether or not you hit those specific goals, whatever those goals are.
Or if you don't hit them at the time frame you right. thought you or were going to hit them at.
Or right. never. Maybe you never hit those goals.
But you know what? You're still the greatest of all time, Key, because you make your Shawa very happy with your music.
So, this song...
I can't sleep.
I can't sleep. I think it's going to be pretty self-explanatory.
So does that, like, mean that I'm a Shawa that has insomnia?
Yes, it's the same thing with me.
Yeah. Wow.
Maybe he is, too.
Oh. Well, we can all go and have tea together, then. I'll make gluten-free pancakes for Jen. I don't know what I'll eat, though. Probably chocolate.
Alrighty, so let's go listen to this.
Okie dokie.
This song.
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably the most self-explanatory song.
I can't fucking sleep.
Of the entire album. The entire album.
I can't sleep. I can't sleep. I don't go to bed till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, so I kind of know how he feels. I have to wear shades over my eyes when I go to bed. So I don't get woke up. So, what does he say?
So I did read a Billboard article where Key said that this is partially based from his experiences because he does have some problems with insomnia.
Oh wow.
The song makes me kind of question like what is causing him to not be able to sleep.
Well, he said something about in there, even if it was a scary nightmare, he would be, I guess that would be welcoming.
Well, yeah, he's basically saying he would be happy to have a nightmare because right. he just wants to sleep.
Right. Yeah. And because he can't seem to sleep.
Right. Which kind of makes me think, okay, well, if he's having nightmares when he's sleeping.
I can psychoanalyze this, but I'm not going
yeah,
to.
Yeah, we could really dig deep. Right. But it just brings up a lot of questions.
It does.
Interesting, though, that the song comes after the goat song.
Mm-hmm.
And that song was all about fear and anxiety.
Exactly.
So I'm wondering if that's why he can't sleep. It's because of that song.
Could be. It really could. Who knows? You know, because it really didn't give us, like, a detailed description in the song. It's just letting us know, hey, I can't sleep.
Clearly we can't either.
No, we can't.
Okay, so the next song is Ain't Gonna Dance.
Ain't Gonna Dance. So is this kind of like Never Gonna Dance Again, Taman?
It's the country version.
Oh, it's a country version?
I don't know. I made that up. Because it's like ain't gonna dance.
Ain't gonna. Yeah, because ain't is definitely a country slang. But, you know, they used to tell me ain't in the dictionary. I said, you better go look again because ain't's right up there in there with the A's.
All right, let's go listen.
Yes.
Ah, that song is kind of cryptic. I mean, you could take it a couple of different ways, I think.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not into you.
See, I took it like, I'm not going to play games. Like,
right, oh, that.
Like, you know, like, we're attracted to each other, and I know you're gonna want me, or that you want me. But I'm not going to play games. We're just going to do this or we're not going to do this. That's kind of how I took it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm not going to dance for your love, basically.
Yeah, so I'm not going to be your puppet on strings.
Right.
Either you know, grab your pants and pull them up or, I you know, like, what's that old saying, my mom used to say it to me all the time, so maybe it's too old for anyone to understand. But, you know, like, your bootstraps,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I'm the type of person, I don't have time to date anyone unless you really want to date. Unless right. you really are into trying to make something out of nothing, you know, building a friendship, building a foundation, seeing something come out of it. But I don't like to waste my time.
Right.
And if you're going to waste my time, can you read between the lines? That's what I got to say.
Right.
And that's probably what this is.
Yeah, I agree. Because it's like having confidence and knowing what you want.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're like, you're not going to, you know, play hard to get or you know, just lead somebody along and then, or have the other person lead you along and then and nothing then come out of come it back. Or it's not going right. to be serious or...
Or they're toying with your emotions, right. you know, and I just, I don't have time for juvenile delinquents, you know, it's just, that's how I feel, yeah. you know?
Are you ready to move on?
Yeah, I love it. So, yeah, I mean, so what is the other song that we're going to do next?
Delight.
Delight. Oh, so now the key is going to delight us. First he's burning, then he can't sleep. And now he ain't dancing. Oh, yeah. And the next thing's delighting.
I don't feel like dancing.
I love it. So follow us on this song, y'all. See you in a minute.
Right, so.
Interesting. Interesting, but I.
Well, it's probably the happiest sounding song, I would say.
Yes, but it also reminds me of Ross.
Yeah, it does.
Huh. Object. Oh, wow. Interesting. So, his head's up in the clouds, flying on Laputa. Yeah,
we Googled Laputa because we weren't sure what the reference was.
And it's from Gulliver's Travels.
And it's like a floating island.
Yeah. Where the people's literally heads are in the clouds.
Yeah, sounds like a nice so, place. So,
it's, you know, it's daydreaming. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, he's daydreaming in this song. He's thinking of someone that...
makes him feel happy.
Happy. Yeah, yeah. It makes him feel happy, so...
And he's drinking, apparently.
Yes, he's... tequila!
Tequila, yeah.
Which is probably not the best thing you want to drink when you're out in the sun, as well as champagne, because it will make you cray-cray.
Or maybe he's just imagining sick. He's out in the sun.
But... well, he could be.
He could just be imagining everything.
It could be. But it is a cute song.
Uh-huh.
It's a get-up-and-dance song. It's a happy song, you know, happy moments. And I love the picture that this person used for it, because I love that part of the...
Uh-huh.
I don't know what video that was from. I don't recall seeing that particular... See, I feel like I'm missing stuff, so... No,
there's pictures, I think, of him with that monster that looks like a Muppet.
Yeah.
But geez, it's not
that's
in the
it
actual...
right there with it.
Yeah, I don't think it's actually in any of the videos. It's just like, he had like... photos. They're probably in the album.
Right, probably. But it's, I really like his hair on him here. You know what this reminds me of? This one here, this picture here. That movie from the 80s, where the kids...
The Gremlins?
No, not or the Goonies. Gremlins. The Goonies! It reminds me of the Goonies.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's cool. He's so cute.
Are you ready for the last song?
Very innocent looking face looks there. Yes. What's the last song?
The last song is called Proud.
Proud.
And there's actually a lyric video made for this.
Really?
So we'll watch that.
Oh, and I'm very proud of him. Aw, follow along with us if you find the video.
And we'll post the video too.
Yay.
All right. So we've come to the last song. And this was also something that was mentioned in the Billboard article.
Uh-huh.
He actually got inspiration for this song from his mother's diaries.
Really?
While he was growing up, while he was a trainee and other things, she kept a diary. And he took stuff from the diary and put it into this song. And he said that the song was to basically to cheer him up and be kind of comforting.
I think it is a comforting song. And I like the line where he says, I'm so proud. And even if my crown's gone, I won't chase famous.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, even though some people don't seem to understand that, you know, they're famous, yes. But they're still a human being. They still have... dreams, wishes, thoughts, you know, having a normal life, setting as normal as possible as they can have, and be supportive in that as well. And it's hard for them not to have that, especially over there compared to here. Here we support. Even a guy that I like music-wise, you know, anything they go through, I feel with mm-hmm. their emotions, but I don't go, oh, well, you can't date her or you can't date him. You can't do that. They're mm-hmm. human. They need to be able to say, hey, you know, I'm not putting, some stars don't want their lives out there, and they say, hey, well, you know, when I'm alone with my significant other or my family, please do not photograph us. Please do not take, you know, pictures or write commentary mm-hmm. or say something to us. You know, just leave us be. If I'm alone, it's a different story. And people respect that here. Overall, I really do love the album. I think he should take an award home for it. Definitely please go listen to his album on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you downloaded it at. Play the heck out of it. Go watch his MVs and let's get that puppy up in the millions. And stay safe out there, everybody. Thank you for listening to us. Again, I am Jen. This is
Jen.
And we are signing off for tonight. So you take care. See you. Stay safe. Love you.
Good night, everybody.
Bye. Good night. And if you would like to reach out to us, you may do so at our email, which is at rshawasoul@gmail.com. Again, that is rshawasoul@gmail.com. We have a YouTube page and you can view our videos that we have there, and that is rshawasoul. We have a Twitter page. You can reach out to us there and follow us at rshawa. We have a Facebook page. If you would like to go and like that page and follow us there and share things with us there. That Facebook page is at rshawasoul. And if you have an Instagram account and you would like to follow us on Instagram, that is at r_shawa_soul.
If you're interested in contacting us personally, you can reach us at our Instagram pages. Mine is Music N Mystery, and Jin's is Call Me Jin Jin. We will also have the social media links in the description of this podcast.